Welcome to Reality Student Ministries, and thanks for listening. We are all about learning how to live this life to the fullest, getting the most out of every day. For information on upcoming events, sermon series, and ways to connect, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com, as well as like our Facebook page at RSM. Now here's today's message.
Anyways, who can tell me the series that we started last week? Now and later, you're actually eating them. And if you try to bite into them, you will get like an instant cavity because it is crazy how hard those suckers are. So, but now and later, and anyone remember what the whole thing of now and later was? Yes, be who God has called you to be now so that you can do what God has called you to do later, right? It's all about saying, you know what, God, I know that you have a plan for my life, but I know that you have called me to do something right here, right now, and that you have placed me right here, right now for a specific reason. And so we need to understand what that is in our lives, right? And so last week we had the Forever Young ministry come, John and Annette Millsaps, and they were the senior adults ministry, and they shared, and Annette shared her story, and John shared his story, and they're talking a lot about what it means to be faithful, what it means to be good stewards of this life, and what an incredible life they've lived all over the world and going through all sorts of different trials, and yet God was saying, you know what, I'm with you through all of it. And so I think that was really awesome. Tonight, we have an awesome opportunity to have the men's ministry called Man to Man. The men's ministry, they're going to get to share. A couple guys have come, and afterwards, like I said, we're going to have a bonfire with them, so I encourage you guys to hang out. But what an awesome opportunity. Let's give it up for these awesome men as they come forward. Yeah? Woo! Yeah, there we go.
My name's Mark, and I belong to Man to Man Group, and I kind of headed up, started it with a gentleman named J.D. Bedford. I don't know if any of you ever met him, but he's gone to be with the Lord. He's up there, and he's looking down, and just a wonderful guy. Now and later, I'm not much of a speaker, so I'm going to make it short and sweet, and then these guys are going to introduce themselves, and my brother Jim here, he's going to talk to you guys. The only real advice that I could give you now is I basically was raised in the church, but I was raised in the Presbyterian denomination, okay? And they don't teach about a personal relationship necessarily with Jesus. And it wasn't until my wife dragged me to an Assembly of God service and I finally got my relationship with Jesus. Now, I was about 38 years old when that happened, okay? Now and later, the best advice I can give you guys is to find Jesus, if you haven't already, as soon as possible, and live by what he teaches in his word, and let his spirit live through you. The sooner you do that, the now, the much better the later is going to be. And with that,
sounds good to me. Talk
for a second.
Oh, you got it. Guys, it's nice to be with you today. My name is Thomas. I'm as well with Man to Man. Mark promised me today I wouldn't speak at all, so he broke my promise, but that's all right. We just came here. Mark asked me to come. There's a big range group of the different men who come to Man to Man, from myself, maybe a few younger ones, and then all
careful.
And then also the 27-year-olds. So it's nice to be with you guys today, and hoping to meet you guys afterwards maybe at the bonfire. And thanks again.
Do you guys know who Rodney Dangerfield is? The guy that says he gets no respect. You just saw it. You know, it's amazing. I did not know what Mark was going to say in his opening comments. And I, too, I gave my heart to the Lord over 50 years ago. But you know what? I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have a clue. I thought it was great that I could hang out with a bunch of kids. We could sing some songs. We could go camping. We could have a bonfire. We could just all these things. And everything was fun. But I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I, just like Mark, I had no idea what a personal relationship with Jesus was all about. And I just want to tell you a little bit about myself to start with. I'm married for a long, long, long time. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you. It's been a long time. I'm into music. I thought your praise and worship was awesome. In fact, I've got a couple of things I want to say about that, too. I've been in music for probably, 30 years or so. Play guitar, play bass, play mandolin. The Lord hasn't seemed to bless me with a singing voice yet, though. I'm waiting for that. I know it's under the way, because when you ask, when you pray for something, the Lord answers. Sometimes the answer takes a while to get here. And mine's taken a while to get here for sure. I'm into boating. I've been into boating for about 20 years. Love the lake. Just have a lot of fun. I've been retired for about 3.5 years now, and I've never looked back. There's some people who go back to work because they're bored. I'm not bored a bit. Like I said, I accepted Christ several years ago, and the biggest difference between me then and you guys now is, I'm not even sure you guys have any concept of how many people pray for you guys. Now, last week, John and Annette were in here. That's the Forever Young group. I am old enough to join that, but I have decided, no, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not. They didn't know how to take that, but I'm sorry. I just was not ready to be old. But seriously, I can stand here, and I think I can probably talk for the other two gentlemen, but I can tell you right now, looking you right square in the eye, that from my heart, I love every one of you guys. You guys have an opportunity that I didn't have. I heard about Jesus, and like I said, it was a lot of fun. But I did not have a personal relationship with him. Now, I know you guys are going to think we made this up, until my wife dragged me to an Assembly of God church. I mean, honestly, that's the way it was. We got married. My wife and I got married. Now, none of you will remember this. Painesville Assembly of God used to be over off of Liberty Street. It was just a small little church. We got married there. I saw this church being built. Wasn't part of this construction here because I was still having fun. But it was amazing. In fact, I'll never forget the first Sunday night service we attended. I was brought up Baptist, and I'll tell you what. That service scared me. I said, wait a minute. I don't know what these folks are doing. What it was they knew how to contact Jesus. That's what it's all about. Now, I don't know how many years ago it was. I had finally gotten involved in this church. I finally figured out what having a relationship with Jesus was all about. We found ourselves, and I apologize, I believe it was Pastor Larry Bogenreith, but I don't remember for sure. The youth pastor at this church was called to start his own church. And, you know, you don't just find youth pastors, you know, hanging on a tree out there, and you go out and pick one up and say, come on in, all right. You know, it takes time to search these people out. So during the time that we were going through the search for a youth pastor, I took over the youth group. And I would like to stand up here and say, boy, did I teach those kids a lot of things. But you know something? I learned a lot of things, too. It's in my other Bible. I wished I had thought to bring it with me. Are you familiar with the cartoon that comes in I think it's a Sunday paper. It's called Family Circus. It's a very family-oriented, I mean, it's a nice cartoon. It's not like some of them. And the woman, the mother, is standing inside the house looking out the window. And little Billy, who, if any of you know this cartoon, Billy is the one, he's always into something. I mean, he's just, he's your typical Austin Leopard, I think. I'm not sure, but something like that. But the mother has this bubble over her head, and the saying goes, she says, I wish that I could go back and just have the thoughts and issues that little boy's got. Okay, then you turn around and you take the place and you get over here and you're part of you're the little boy. And all the bubbles, he's got several bubbles all over him. He's worried about the next day at school because there's a bully. He's worried about the little girl down the street who's lying about him. He's worried about this. He's worried about that. He's worried. I saw that cartoon when I had the youth group, and it was just like this bolt of lightning coming down. I worry about making a mortgage payment or a car payment, or I worry about I'm out of work. How am I going to feed my family? Now, people would say those are really serious issues. But, you know, you guys have serious issues too. Now, I don't think any of you are making a mortgage payment or a car payment or anything like that. But, you know, I, for one, realize the issues that you guys have. Not all of them, of course, but I realize a lot of them. And one of the things that's going to happen, maybe already, what's the age group here? Who's the youngest person here?
Andrew.
How old are you, Andrew? You're 11. Next to me, who's the oldest one here? No. Who's the oldest? So what do we end up with? You're 20? Okay. Here's my point. During the course of your life, and it very well may have happened already, but you know, your parents brought you into this world. Now, I know when I had the youth group, I wished that every set of parents for every child in that youth group, I wished it was like the Hallmark Hall of Fame, you know, the perfect father, the perfect mother, you know, everything perfect. It doesn't happen that way. Sometimes it does. I'm not saying, but you know, it doesn't always happen that way. And who do you rely on to teach you how to make decisions and what to do with your life? Well, sometimes you listen to the wrong people. Every one of you is going to make major decisions without having your parents there to help you, or a grandparent, or whoever you look up to. You're going to be faced with making decisions by yourself. Now, the decisions that you're going to be making, you know, right and wrong, but the major ones, and most of them probably come from peer pressure. You know, you've got, you know, a little white lie here and there, maybe to your friends, maybe to your parents, maybe your teacher, whomever. Okay, you can cheat on a test. You might pick up something that's not yours. It's called stealing, you know. You can look at drinking. And I'll tell you what, the age group that we've got in this room, several years ago, I would not have thought it would never have entered my mind. Today it enters my mind. This age group is very susceptible. Drugs, sex, all these things will come to you. If they haven't already, they will come to you. If they have, they'll probably come again and again and again. Now, I want you to do something for me. I want each one of you to look around the room at all your friends. Look to see who's here. Look at everybody. Okay, now, it's possible that someone in this room is going to make a decision that's going to cost them their life. That's not funny. That's not funny at all. It could cost their life if they make the wrong decision. Now, it could be drinking and getting behind the wheel of a car. It could be a drug overdose. Who knows what it could be? In my life, I knew a fella that I went to school with. He succumbed to peer pressure. And he literally drank himself to death in one night. He had a bright future. He really did. I know a girl that was in my class. Had to quit her senior year because she got pregnant. Now, I'm not sure how the schools work it today, but back then, a girl in any place in school, she got pregnant, she was out of school. Decisions, I can't impress enough. Decisions are, they're life-changing decisions. Now, the point of all of this is when I found the Lord, I mean, when I really found the Lord in here, not just up here and stood there in praise and worship, you know, when I found him in here, when I really understood what it was to rely upon the Lord, how do you rely upon something you can't see? Believe it or not, I was your age once, and I used to have those questions. How can you rely on something I can't? You know, I can go and I can talk to Pastor Donnie. We can sit down. We can have a conversation. But I've never been face to face with the Lord. It's an awesome thought. Decisions. Can somebody tell me a decision that was made in the Bible that was really a dumb decision? Oh, Adam and Eve. What a dumb decision. You know, everybody blames the woman. I personally blame the guy. He was not in control of his family. How about another one? What? There you go. Was that a good decision?
No.
I don't think so.
Judas.
There is another decision, yeah. Aha, that's a good one. Cain and Abel. That was kind of a dumb decision. How about Esau? Were you going to say that? That's just like Bugs Bunny, right? He sold his birthright for a bowl of stew.
That's dumb.
That's very dumb, is right. That's very dumb. Another one. Well, I'll tell you what, he made a bunch of dumb decisions.
Yeah.
What about the one with the guy that had to leave his land to leave the land to those guys left in charge, and they were giving the coins?
Okay, who made the dumb decision?
Was it the youngest guy?
The guy that put him in the ground.
The least amount.
Yeah. The guy who says, I'm afraid, I'm not gonna lose these. I'm gonna bury it. I'm gonna save it. Yeah. History is full of dumb decisions. And I'm not going to stand up here and say that if you truly, and I don't know, Pastor Donnie doesn't know, your friends don't know, none of us know except you, whether you truly believe and have Christ in your heart. Only you and God know that for sure. And so I'm not going to say that with the Lord in your heart and you come upon all these decisions, the Lord's got a master plan that none of us understand. Have you heard the saying that bad things happen to good people? I know one thing. I sure do want to see the schematic when I get to heaven, because I don't understand a lot of it. I mean, I don't understand it. But God's got a plan. He made this plan. He knew what he was going to do before he even made the world. So I'm not going to stand here and say that every time you make a decision and you've got the Lord in your heart, that everything's going to turn out roses. But I'll tell you what. If you go into making decisions, like I did for several years, thinking I knew Jesus when I really didn't know Jesus, chances are you can end up in fairly serious trouble. Don't take this the wrong way, but if somebody asked me if I could go back and be a teenager again, I don't think I could do it. I honestly don't think I could do it. What you guys face on a daily basis, it's almost beyond my comprehension. Now, we faced our share when I was your age. But I'll tell you what. If anybody needed the Lord on their side, it's you guys. I swear it's you guys. Earlier, when I said that, as I look around and I said that I love every single one of you, I do. Because it's just, my heart goes out to you guys. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have one of these. In fact, I don't think I ever even saw one of these. When I was a kid, the world was in black and white. That's how old I am. But you know, the day that I truly got Christ in my heart, that was the day that the world turned to color. I'm not going to tell you that everything's gone peachy keen since then, because it hasn't. But at least now I know that the Lord's got a plan. And I'm part of that plan. Now, I started earlier and I said something about your praise and worship. As I said, I'm into music, and I music speaks to me. I enjoy listening to a good sermon like we had last week. I enjoyed that. That was a plug for you, boy. But you know, I can get a lot out of a song. And I didn't catch the name of this. I'd never heard it before. But the one that you sang. Yeah. Yeah. This hope is an anchor for my soul. Your promise unshaken. Think about what that says. That's heavy stuff. That's heavy stuff. It's all right there, and all you have to do is reach out and grab it. And like I said, I'm not going to stand up here and be a woe is me, nobody cared enough about me to tell me, that. You guys today have more opportunity. Now, some of us older guys talk about all the media that you guys are in. In fact, I asked somebody earlier, what did I ask? What Instagram, yeah. So what the heck's on Instagram? I didn't know what that was. I think I'm accomplished because I text. I think that's good. Not very fast, but I text. But, you talk about, is it Twitter? Oh, and I'm showing. I mean, and I'm honest. I don't. But if you use all that media, to spread the word of Christ, can you imagine how powerful that is? I got on. I was really proud of myself too. I got on Facebook this morning all by myself. Now, I'm not sure where I was, and I wasn't planning on doing anything. I just wanted to read to see what people were putting on, and maybe some of you saw this, but man, I'll tell you what, it really struck a chord with me. Maybe it was because of this tonight, I don't know, but there was something. I'm going to paraphrase because I can't remember exactly how it went, but this. Grandchild asked his grandfather something about the two wolves, I think it was, that are fighting inside of everybody. And the grandfather said, yep, there's two wolves, they're fighting. One of them is evil and lies and cheats and steals and kills and destroys and nothing good. And the other one gives peace and love and everything that's good. So the little boy says, well, grandfather, which one wins? His grandfather says, the one that you feed. The one that you feed. I don't know. I don't know how John and Annette ended, but I will say, and I mean this very, very sincerely. I really am glad that I got the opportunity to come here. In fact, when we were praying. Maybe my faith isn't big enough, I'm not sure, but I was praying, Lord, let one of these kids hear what I've got to say. If we can save just one. But all of a sudden I got greedy. I want all of you. I want you all. Life is tough. When I was a kid, I used to think, boy, I can't wait till I'm grown up. Things are much easier then. They're not. That's the way life is. As long as you have the Lord, as long as you truly No faking around. Because anybody can stand there in praise and worship and raise their hands and shut their eyes. Anybody can do that. Anybody can fool anybody. You can't fool God. And all you got to do is ask. And he will help you. He will assist you in all of these life decisions that can literally change your life. Or take your life. I'd be very, very deeply saddened if I ever heard that anything happened to any one of you. One of the fellows that was in my youth group was Rachel's husband. He was in the youth group. We had a blast. We had a ball. I know a lot of your tricks. I do. We went to convention. We were on the 18th floor of a hotel, and every time we went down, got in the car to go down, we had one guy that he'd somehow get in there, and he'd push every single button. It took us 20 minutes to get down to the first floor. But you know something? That group of people, I still see them every once in a while. You know, some will come back to the church. There's a lot of them moved away. But I love them too. I've watched some of you. I won't name anybody by name, but I've watched a lot of you grow up. Well, some of you grew up. I'm not going to mention any names, but of course you guys all know who I'm talking about. But, all right, I'm done. But just one parting thought. Just like I said, you can fool anybody. Mom, Dad, Pastor Donnie, your friends. Can't fool God. And everything doesn't get peachy keen once you bring God into your heart. But I'll tell you what, I have never known a peace like I've known since I really, really got to know God. Think about it. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim, for sharing. Like I said, I always take notes. Whenever I'm under somebody speaking, I'm always taking notes. I appreciate that. What an awesome word. What a timely word to talk about. Man, so often we make dumb decisions, right? Anyone make a dumb decision? I make a dumb decision. Lauren can tell you how many dumb decisions I've made in the past 24 hours, right? I make some dumb decisions. But this is what I love about our God. And you guys listed off a lot of different Bible stories about, yeah, look at all these people that have made dumb decisions. And yeah, you would have thought that their decision ended it. Like, their decision stopped God from moving. Like, oh my goodness, we had this perfect world, and then Adam and Eve had to go do something dumb. Right? And they ruined it for everybody, and now no one gets to enjoy God. No, that wasn't it. Oh my goodness, you know, Cain killed Abel. Oh my word, I can't believe this. What kind of jerk? And then God, that's going to stop God from moving. But it didn't. And then, oh my goodness, look at the next dumb decision. And Pharaoh's making all these dumb decisions. How is it ever going to let God's people go? And nope, it didn't stop God. And so that was one thing that was so keen is, yeah, you can fool a lot of people, but you can't fool God. And you can make a lot of dumb decisions. But what Satan intended for evil, God can turn to good. You can say, Donnie, you don't know my past. You don't know what I'm struggling with right now. You don't understand what's going on in my life. Man, I've ruined the rest of my life. And a lot of people talk about, and it's true to some extent, that the choices, or I should say the decisions that you make today affect the choices that you have tomorrow. The decisions you make today affect the choices you have tomorrow. And that's true to some extent, but guess what? God is a big God. He's bigger than any mess up. And so what Satan wants to tell you and say, guess what? You're out of luck. You're never going to amount to a hill of beans. How could you ever think that? How could you say that about your parents? How could you do that with him or her? How could you look at that? How could you say that? How could you listen to this? How could you watch this? Man, I'm a failure. Satan wants you to believe that. But what Satan intended for evil, God said, no, 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 no. You know what? Yeah, you screwed up. Dumb decision. Adam and Eve, dumb decision. But guess what? I'm going to send my son so he could die. Not just for those people then, but for us right now. For Brittany, for Austin, for Asia, for Amy, right? So that our past isn't going to be held against us. But we can say, God, I've screwed up. I've made a lot of dumb decisions. But I know that you love me. Man, I know that you care about me. I know that you have this amazing plan for my life. You have this purpose. And I want to live for you right now. I want to be who you have called me to be right now because I know that later on in life, man, you have something that you want me to fulfill. You have this call on my life, and I want to be there for it. I want to be there for what you've called me to do. And so, God, help me to transform my thoughts, to transform my mind, to make the smart decisions so that I can walk anew and fresh in you because I know that you've forgiven me of my past, and I want to walk in boldness of who you have called me to be. Man, now that's a big God. That's rocking awesome, right? That's incredible. So let's pray real fast, and then we'll get going. The gentleman will head outside and get that fire started, and we'll bring some canned jam out, and it's going to be a good time. But let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for who you are. God, who you have called us to be, that we are your children. God, that you love us passionately. You love us unconditionally. God, you love us eternally. And so often we take that for granted. And so, Father, tonight, I pray that these students would know that there's a God that passionately cares about them. And, Lord, it doesn't matter the decisions that they've made. And yeah, they can make some dumb ones in their past. But, Lord, I pray that they would understand that you can work all things for good. And, Lord, that you can give them the boldness to live out loud their faith right now. God, that you have prepared them for such a time as this right now, that you're calling them and you're equipping them with everything that they need to be right here, right now, in the schools, in their families, in their work environments. God, so I pray that you would clarify who they are in you. God, that they would walk in that boldness so that they can get down the road, so that they can get to that later. Lord, because you have an incredible future for them. And you have an incredible life for them right now. Lord, I pray that they would know that you love them. I pray that they would know that I love them. That there's people at this church that are praying for them. That are going to bat for them. That are on their knees for them. And that they're not doing this life alone. In your name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Thanks again for listening to this message from Reality Student Ministries. Our hope is that you've learned a little bit more of who God is and who He has called you to be. For information on how you can get connected to our student ministry, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com or like our Facebook page at RSM. Now get out there and have an incredible day.